I can't breathe. Three harrowing words symbolizing the 400-year struggle against brutality, oppression, and racial discrimination. I can't breathe. In whatever language, it means the same. Echoing through the ages, suffocating, intoxicating, life-taking. I can't breathe. The cries of enslaved Africans as they were callously herded into cages at Africa's door of no return. I can't breathe. Were the murmurs of hundreds packed in the bellies of slave ships, racing across the Middle Passage into a world of suppression and enslavement. I can't breathe. The wailing on plantations as slave masters drove their whips onto the backs of human beings. Human beings they saw as nothing more than chattel. I can't breathe. The knee on the neck of George Floyd is the same knee on the necks of all the enslaved and their generations from beginning to now. The knee hasn't been lifted. It is the knee of racial discrimination, oppression, injustice, intolerance. The handcuffs around the hands of your victims are the same shackles that bounded the enslaved for parents. I can't breathe. The scream of all those who suffer in their daily lives. Lack of proper education, no jobs, no equal opportunities, poor housing, limited health care, and sanitary environments. Instead of bending a knee to pray, you bend your knee to pray. Doesn't I can't breathe mean anything to you? Of course it doesn't. So conditioned by centuries of your self-imposed racial superiority, you are deaf to I can't breathe. Don't you see a human being under your knee? In your warped mind, all you see is black. The world is black and white to you. White is good, black is bad. What a disaster you are. Can't distinguish right from wrong. I can't breathe either. How can I? What I witness is evil in its truest form. I can't breathe if my fellow human beings can't breathe. It has to end, and end it will. There must be justice before there can be peace. Emancipation was not justice. It was merely freedom from shackles and whips. The knee was never lifted. Until the knee is lifted, there would never be true freedom. Lift the knee or break the knee, either way, you can't continue to kill me. I bend my knee to invoke God's help and victory. Verily, the cries of the oppressed are not far from the hearing of the Almighty. I can't breathe until all of humanity can breathe.